Pesachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Pesachim Bavli, Daf Lamed Vav. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, 16 lines down, with the word Minayin Shekehanim. Minayin Shekehanim Yotzim Yidei Chavosam Mechala V'Truma V'Yisrael B'Maase She'ini V'Pesach Tamud Leima Tochlu Matzos Riba. What's the source that a Kohen can fulfill his obligation on Pesach with Matzah baked in Mechala or Truma and Yisrael with Maase She'ini grain? You shall eat Matzah, it says in Shmos Perek Yubayis Posik Yitches, which includes them. Yochol Yitzi Yudha Yidei Chavosim B'Bikurim Tamud Leima B'Chomosh V'Yisrechem Tochlu Matzos Matzah Nech Ane Cheles B'Chol Moshav Yotzu HaBikurim She'ina Necholin B'Chol Moshav. If so, I might say that Kohanim can use Bikurim. In Shmos Yud Beis, Pasuk Chav, it says, in all of your dwellings you shall eat matzah that may be eaten in any place of dwelling. This excludes Bikurim that cannot be eaten in any dwelling, only in Yerushalayim. Hetivon, Hari Ma'asa Sheni, Hari Eina Necha B'chol Moshav. Ma'asa Sheni cannot be eaten in any place of dwelling, only in Yerushalayim. And the Gemara answers, Voihu Lepadrik V'Lecha B'chol Moshav, it can be redeemed and eaten in any place. Rabbim Bachir Boi Halakuch B'Kesef Ma'asa Shenitma Rabbi Yehuda Ma'ahu. Rabbim Bachir asked the question, food acquired with money that had received the Kedusha of Ma'asa Sheni through redemption and that became Tomei, what is the din according to Yehuda in the following Brisa? Tanya Lakuch B'Kesef Ma'asa Shenitma Yifter Yehuda Imer Ikaber. The Brisa says, food acquired with Ma'asa Sheni money that became Tomei can be redeemed. Rabbi Yehuda says it should be buried. Amul Rabbi Yehuda, Im Ma'asa Sheni Atzmai Shenitma Hayihu Nifter Halakuch B'Kesef Ma'asa Shenitma Ina Din Shenifter. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, if Ma'asa Sheni itself that became Tomei can be redeemed, certainly Ma'asa Sheni money should be able to be redeemed. Amul Hen Laim Amaltam Ma'asa Sheni Shekenu Nifter Taho B'Richak Makom Tem B'Lakuch B'Kesef Ma'asa Sheni Nifter Taho B'Richak Makom. Rabbi Yehuda responded that no, Ma'asa Sheni can be redeemed when Taho when far from Yerushalayim, but Ma'asa Sheni money cannot. And an answer before is, since it cannot be redeemed and eaten any place, one cannot use it for matzah. Rav Shimon Lakish asked the question, chala of a dough of Ma'asa Sheni in Yerushalayim, since it cannot be redeemed and is eaten and eaten any place, as it has already entered Yerushalayim, and if it becomes tummy, it must be burned and redeemed, should one not be able to use it for matzah? Alternatively, it should be permitted to use for matzah, as the pasuk is all-inclusive. Yachal yitzi yidei chayvosam machalais toida or kekei nazir, tamulei mashivas yomim matzais tiachelu matzah, I might say that one could use chalis toida and kike nozeh as matzah. The pasuk says in Shmos Yud Beis, pasuk tezvav, for 7 days matzos shall be eaten. Matzah eaten for all 7 days, but chalis toida and kike nozeh cannot be eaten all 7 days as they become noisa. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Shimon Lakish, mimada neechlu chalis toida kike nozeh b'chol gul eret yisrael leisach. Hashoyne Lotzia Mimoshav. Rabbi Yonah, quoting Rav Shimon Lakish, said that since Chalav Toida and Kikei Nazir could be eaten all of Eretz Yisrael during the time when the Mishkan was in Noiv and Givoin, the private altars were permitted, and these accessories to the sacrifices could therefore be eaten anywhere where the sacrifices were bought. The Talmud could not exclude them from use as matzah with the pasuk, in all of your dwellings you shall eat matzahs. He therefore used the pasuk, for 7 days matzahs shall be eaten. Yosef Hashem Mishim Ben Lakish, Zoyfe Meres, Shenechlu Chalos Toido, Kike Nozer, Bechol Ari Yisor, Lefichach Loisorech, Ashen Loitzia Mimoishav. Rav Yosef, quoting Mishim Ben Lakish, also said that specifically this Tana, who holds that Chalos Toido and Kike Nozer could be eaten in all cities of Eretz Yisor, and he could therefore not exclude them from use as matzah with the pasuk of in all of your dwellings you should eat matzahs. Nicha Chalos Toido, Kike Nozer, Ein Lekein. The Gemara asked, one could understand Chalos Toida that they could be eaten anywhere at the time when private altars were permitted, but could Rekikei Nazir be bought on a private altar? Did Rav Yochanan not say about the Brisa that stated that according to Rav Meir, Menachos and Nazirus can be bought on a private altar, that the Brisa should not mention Nazirus as they are an obligation and cannot be bought on a private altar? Amar Bun Bar Kahana, Dipate Shekava Chatasai Beshilai Vailasai Veshlamav Benoi Vegivoin. Rabun Bar Kahana answers, these Gigim Nazir were from a case when his Chatas offering was brought in the Mishkan, but the Mishkan in Shiloh was destroyed before he had brought his Oila and Shlom offerings, and he therefore brought them in Noiv or Givoin, as they were voluntary sacrifices that could be brought in a private altar. Rechananya Rabbi Ezra Boin Koimi Rabbi Mana Leikain Amma Rabbi B'Shem Rabbi Yosef Shalmei Chagiga Haboim B'Mama K'shirim Ela Shirei Olu Lebalim L'Shem Chayva. Rechananya and Rabbi Ezra asked Rabbi Mana, did Rabbi Yosef not say that Shalmei Chagiga that are brought on a private altar are valid, but their owner does not fulfill his obligation? So too, Shalmei Nazir, which is a Shalom offering brought by another, which are an obligation, cannot be brought on a private altar. Ela Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chatas v'Pesach liyochid b'mama gedola, in Chatas v'Pesach liyochid b'mama katana. Rather, the Gemara asks, does this b'risa follow Rabbi Yehuda that an individual can bring Chatas and Pesach offerings only on a communal altar, but not on a private one? But the Gemara is looking for a case where the Shalom can be brought anywhere. No Asya Ela Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Omer Mekeven Shenizrak Alav, Echad min adamim, huta hanaze, leshtois, v'yayin l'tam v'lemesim. The answer is it must be rather that it follows Rabbi Shimon that once one of the bloods of his three offerings have been thrown upon him, the Nazir becomes permitted to drink wine and come into contact with the dead.